The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
So Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving and 2 days before Santa Claus comes to town, Cynthia Cutright, Special Projects Director for the City of Port Huron. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Paul.
It's always an exciting weekend, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And we are just so excited for the parade. You know, last year we were able to do the drive-through parade, which worked out really beautifully through Pine Grove Park. But we are just so excited to welcome Santa back downtown this year.
And I'll tell you what, the tree looks fantastic.
It really does. Yeah. So our tree is in our new location. It was there last year as well. But so instead of seeing that at McMoran Plaza, you can check that out at the Michigan Mutual and Community Foundation Plaza, just south of the bridge.
Nice big tree. It'll be lit on Friday when Santa officially arrives. And so the parade will be north to south, correct?
That is right, yeah. Our parade route is a little different, too, right, because of this new placement. But we'll be running from Barge Street to Water Street. So I do recommend when you come down to check out the parade, try to stay north of the bridge between Barge Street and the bridge, because that's going to be the best viewing location. And then once Santa comes through, he'll be last in line, escorted by the Port Huron Fire Department. We can head towards that tree and be there for the lighting.
6 o'clock on Friday?
6 p.m. sharp, we step off.
What's neat about this parade is because it is at night and dark. I mean, the Rotary parade in the summer is at 6:30, and it's still light out. Obviously, different time of year, much different setting outside. But a lot of people really play off that darkness, and they use a lot of special lights and things.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got a few special groups joining us, the Jeep owners. There's another car group. So, you know, they really get into it. They're all lit up. Our marching bands as well, both Northern and Port Huron High, will be joining us. And I know that they usually decorate themselves up a little bit, too. So it is just such a fun parade, really unique for us.
Yeah, that's what really makes it special is all those groups that love to perform and love to be part of it.
Yes, absolutely. And we're just looking so forward to it to welcome all these groups back with us downtown.
Well, downtown looks great with the tree and all the lights downtown, in addition to the overhead lights that are there year-round. You've got red and green lights on the trees.
We do. Yep. We got garland up, our banners up as well to remind everyone to be shopping local for this holiday season. Because I remind everyone, there's nothing that you can get at the big box store that you can't get from downtown Port Huron. And why run the risk of not getting your shipment in time or whatever? Just come downtown Port Huron and, physically check out what we've got going on.
Well, and there's a lot of things you can find downtown that you can't find anywhere else, right?
Absolutely. And I really think that this year everyone's really focused in on giving something unique, something really personal, special. And downtown Port Huron's where you're going to find those items.
And that's kind of what Small Business Saturday is all about, is supporting smaller businesses, right?
Absolutely. Yep. So I know a lot of our businesses will be doing some special things for Small Business Saturday, but shopping local isn't restricted to one day of year. Right. So, if you're thinking about going out to do some shopping and just don't want to deal with the headache of, those big box stores, downtown Port Huron has everything you need, one location, easy to stroll, under the beautiful lights. I mean, it's a whole experience.
And if you prefer just giving gift cards, and some people just say, I don't know what anybody wants, I'm just going to give gift cards, a lot of gift cards for downtown, too.
Absolutely. Most of our merchants, also our hair salons, nail salons, tattoo parlors, restaurants, all have gift certificates. If you're still not sure a particular choice, there's always the Port Huron gift card that you can go online to downtownph.com. You can order those right online. Or you can come in to City Hall and purchase those as well. But those, we have 25 businesses that accept those cards. So if you're not really sure exactly what someone wants, give the gift of choice while keeping money local as well with that card.
The reason that the tree is in a different location last year and this year is because of all the work going on in front of McMoran. How's that all going?
It's coming along. And I know people have heard that for a little while here, but really we are just on the cusp of finally being able to open that up again. And we're actually hoping that this winter season we will be able to showcase that, show all the new work there. And so people can see just how beautiful that plaza is going to be.
What's it going to look like once that happens?
Yeah, so we're not quite ready for the ice rink this year, but it seems like we're going to have everything in place to be able to possibly have the splash pad features that we have. But also folks are going to see the special area that we're setting aside for the beer garden, our staging area as well. So really by this time or by this summer, we'll be able to program that area with a lot of great bands out there during the summers, and it's really going to be a great gathering place for downtown.
Yeah, and that ice rink is going to be so cool. I know people would love to have it this year, but we can look forward to that next winter. What a neat spot to go and spend some time.
Oh my gosh, yeah, and that's just going to be so fun. It's really going to give us that Campus Martius feel right here in Port Huron.
Yeah, it's a great idea. By the way, I've noticed Pine Grove Park is just about ready to be lit up. A lot of neat light displays in Pine Grove Park right now.
Oh my gosh, yeah, it has really grown a lot, even from last year, which was already huge. That is being lit up. I believe tonight is the first night that they're going to have that lit up. The Parks and Rec Department did a great job pulling that off again. And that will be lit up through the entire holiday season, I believe 6 to about 10 each night. So if you're not able to make it down those first few days that it's lit up, no worries. It's going to be there, and recommend that everyone takes a stroll through.
Well, I mean, it just makes for a really nice opportunity to view lots of lights and displays. And we're going to talk later on this morning about Festival of Trees. And they're, for the second year in a row, doing something a little bit different, a sort of a virtual festival where you can view the trees at the hospital. But they've expanded into downtown.
Yeah, they have. And for our first Friday, December 3rd, we're really going to make sure we're letting people know that you can not only check out those trees at McLaren, but that you're able to head downtown and see those trees throughout our downtown businesses as well. So we're just so grateful that when they approached me about that opportunity, heck yeah, we want to do that, because what a neat way to combine these two efforts.
The holiday season is definitely here, isn't it?
It's here, and it's changing and evolving and just growing each year.
Absolutely. Cynthia, thanks for telling us about it. Appreciate it very much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
We look forward to seeing Santa Claus on Friday and the parade at 6 p.m. And you mentioned First Friday. Why don't you come back next week and we'll talk more about that.
That sounds great.
All right, Cynthia Cutright with us on WPHM. Let's check in with Caleb Gordon right now, see what's happening in our local news headlines.